And you know, next week we're going to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. But a thought came to my heart and mind is, what's so good about Friday? What's so good about this Friday? It wasn't so good for our Lord and Savior that went to the cross of Calvary, but it was surely good for you and me. And, you know, I was thinking about that, and John 3:16 came to my heart, for God so loved the world. Listen to me. He didn't say, for God so loved the church, even though he loves his church. He didn't say, for God so loved the saved, though he loves the saved. He says, for God so loved the world. That's everyone. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but would have everlasting life. You know, the Bible says the Lord is not slack concerning his promises, like some men count slackness. But he's long-suffering toward us, we're not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance. So, for this scripture text today, it's found in John 19:30. John 19:30. I think I memorized it. I'm going to try to quote it, word for word. Jesus' statement. It is finished. That's it. It is finished. It is finished. So that's what we're going to look at today. It is finished. I had to make light about the long text and so forth, but keep your Bible handy, but because you know that we're going to be using it. Praise God. You know, so the title of this morning's message is, what's so good about Friday? Everything. So I'm going to relate it to our work week. What's so good about Friday? For most of us, the work week ends. What's so good about Friday? The work week paid. All right, our wages paid. Our week's wages get paid on Friday. What also is so good about Friday? The weekend begins. The W-E-A-K, the weekend begins. How many love Fridays? How many love weekends? How many know that everything's been established when Jesus said, it was finished, it was done, it was complete? So what we're going to do is we're going to enter into the completed work that Jesus did. Amen? So can we make a declaration in the house today? Can we lift our word together in the house? Can we make a declaration together? Say, I believe. This is the written word of God. God wrote it to me. I am everything God says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Lord, my ears are open. My heart is receptive. Speak to me, for I am listening. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we're so grateful for your word, and we're so grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish what you sent it to the house to do today. So, Father, my prayer is, Lord, speak to this vessel, Father God. Speak through me today. Speak to this congregation. You know the needs that are represented by each and every one that's gathered here. So may your word go forth, may it accomplish what you sent it to do. Father, may the body be built up, may they be encouraged, and may they be comforted by the preaching and teaching of your word. If there's any here that do not know you, may this be the day of their salvation. For those who may have drifted away, may this be the day of the return. And for the entire body of believers, May we be lifted up by you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. The first thing that I want to speak to you about when he said it is finished comes from the Greek word. Finished comes from the Greek word teleo. It's spelled T-E-L-E-O. It means complete. The Latin word is tetelestai, which means paid in full. Amen. Paid in full. So when Jesus is sighing out, he is saying, Lord, I finished the work that you gave me to do. It is finished. You know, and if you understand the law in the Old Testament and the dispensation of times, we went from works to grace. And when Jesus said it was finished, the work was done. Just like at the end of the week, after you finished your week's work, your weekend begins, your week work is done. And so what the Lord is saying to you and I is the work has been complete. Amen? And we cannot celebrate next Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, without recognizing what it took to purchase that freedom that we have in Christ Jesus. Amen? You know, so many times preachers want to stay away from the cross because sometimes the cross can be a little gruesome. Could be a little painful and bloody, but it was a gruesome, bloody thing. Amen? So first thing I want to talk to you about is the works being done. So we're in a dispensation of grace. Grace comes from the Greek word charis. It means unmerited favor of God, undeserved favor. In other words, it's not what I have done. It's not what you have done. It's entered into the finished work of Christ on Calvary. Everything that you and I have as a child of God was purchased at the cross of Calvary. Amen? So look with me in Titus chapter 3. Verse number 5. We're talking about the week's work is done. The work week ends. Paul writes to Titus in Titus 3:5, and he says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. In other words, not by works that we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. You know, God's mercy, God's grace, God's love for you and I. You know, while I was yet in my sin, Christ paid the penalty and the debt on the cross of Calvary for you and I. You know, we're talking about the washing of regeneration. Last Sunday night, we had a baptism service, which is the outward expression of what took place on the inside. It was a washing of regeneration. It was being cleansed with the laver, like in the Old Testament, in the temple of God. It was washed. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. You know, and renewing of the Holy Ghost. We're renewed daily. We're new creations in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. In other words, so many times we have a mentality that we have to earn something from God. That we have to merit something from God. That we have to do something to earn something from Him. And He's what He is saying to you and I. It's for by grace, Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, you were saved by faith, that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. In other words, it's by grace. Grace is the course. Faith is the channel to get into the course. In other words, my faith is by putting my trust in Jesus Christ alone for my salvation. The Bible says that he is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life, and no man can come to the Father but by him. You know, well, Pastor, you said that. Well, I'm saying it again, because as you're hearing it, it's getting inside of you, and when it gets inside of you, you're able to express it to someone else. Sometimes it isn't just about you. It's about God getting the word in you so that you can be a vessel to let the word come in you and let it be expressed to someone else.
That's true.
Amen. You know, there are so many people that are going through the world today that are trying to earn God's favor. Look what I did. It isn't about that. It's look what he's done. In other words, you know, James would say, show me your faith and I'll show you my works, because faith without works is dead being alone. And when James was speaking of works, he wasn't talking about works for our salvation. It's like saying, P.S., thank you, Jesus. In other words, for out of an attitude of gratitude, I can't help but tell someone else about the love of God. Not because I have to. It's because I want to. God isn't here to put a guilt trip on anybody for what you're not doing. He just wants you to recognize how blessed you are. That you have the favor of God that's shining down on your lives, that he's called you by name. Amen?
Amen?
Amen? There's people all over the world today, and churches all over the world and all over the nation, that are trying to earn their way to heaven. They're putting trust in self instead of him. When Jesus said in his last words on the cross of Calvary, when he said, it is finished, the work was complete. And what the Lord is saying to you and I as his children, what God desires for you and I to do as his children is enter into the finished work that he has done. Not what I am doing, but what he did on the cross of Calvary. And when you have revelation and understanding that you're walking in the finished work of Christ, you'll look at everything in a different light. You'll see it with a different perspective. You'll see it with a different mindset. You'll never look at it the same way you looked at it before. Because in this world that we live in, anytime you're looking for promotion or advancement in the business world, it's by merit. It's by what you've done. It's about what you have accomplished. But what God wants to get in your heart, it's not about what you have accomplished and what I have accomplished. It's what he accomplished for you and I on the cross of Calvary. Amen? It is finished. It is finished. Tetelestai, teleo, complete, complete, done. It's a done deal.
Amen.
Ain't nothing else that needs to be done. There is not one more thing that needs to be done. God's already finished the work on the cross of Calvary, and always looking for his body, the body of Christ, to do is enter into that finished work. Matter of fact, in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9, the word of God says, who have saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. I want you to understand something. God is omniscient, and he sees the beginning to the end. God's not standing up there playing chess with the devil. Hello? He's not in the chess match with the devil. Oh, you made that move. Oh, I got a move for you. I'm going to castle here. I'm going to make a move. I'm going to get you with my bishop. It's not a chess game. God sees the beginning and the end. He saw when you would give your heart to him. He saw everything that took place in your life. And there's nothing that surprises him. Amen. I don't know about you. I've read Revelations. We win. Hallelujah. We win. We win. I've shared with people, and most of you know, I'm a Philadelphia Eagle fan. And during football season, I've shared this before, but I'm going to share it again. During football season, I don't watch the game. I record it. And I look at the end. If we won, I'll watch the game. If we didn't, I could care less. Right? I saw the end. We win. And since we win, it's worth running the race. Man, that makes me and you a winner. Come on. Amen. So no matter what the adversary brings my way, all I have to say is, hey, wait a minute. Devil, I read the end of the book. You're a loser. You're a loser. And I'm on the winning team. Amen? I think that we have to have a winner's attitude. Amen? I don't know about you. If I ever went to play in a sport or play in some game, and if I went in with the attitude that I was going to lose, guess what happened? You lose. But when I have the mindset that I'm going to win, amen, and I see past the adversity, now, if I'm playing basketball and there's someone that's really tall guarding me, I'll foul them. I fouled anyway, didn't I, Sam? I was probably the greatest fouler out there. But they had grace. He's the pastor. We have grace with him. Praise God. But what God wants you to understand, just like in that work week, and there is a reason that it's something that you and I can relate with when we work Monday through Friday. The work week ends on Friday. Amen? And on this Good Friday, the work ends. We no longer work for our salvation. It's totally by the unmerited favor of God. Amen? Amen? Secondly, one of the things that's exciting about Friday is the week's wages are paid. Amen? How many like payday? Wow. How many like payday? Man, I love payday. You like payday? Payday is the fun day. The payday is what makes it worth working. Stay out of the candy door. You know, when he said, tetelestai, paid in full, that means our debt was paid in full. How many in here have a desire, or maybe you already are, but how many in here have a desire to be debt free? Amen. We want to be debt free. In other words, Jesus, the Word of God says in Romans 6:23, it says the wages of so the payment of sin is death. That word death comes from the Greek word thanatos. That word means to be separated from God. The wages, the payment of sin. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, I don't know about you, but if I was to give you a gift, and then I asked you to give me something for it, it wouldn't be a gift, would it? In other words, there was no way for us to earn this or deserve it. We were faced with death because man is a sinner. We're all sinners. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So there's no one in the room that hasn't sinned. Amen? But the payment for our sin was death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. When he said, it is finished, tetelestai, paid in full, what he was saying is, my sin debt is paid. The Bible says he removed my sins as far as the east is from the west, never to be remembered again. He erased them. I don't know about you, but I was really excited about that because when I was a sinner, I was a good sinner. When I was a sinner, I wasn't even a good sinner. I was a bad sinner, sinning badly. I shouldn't have even put good on it because there's nothing good about it. But when I was a sinner, I went all out. All right? I just didn't do it halfway. I went all the way. Hello? So when he removed my sin debt, and he gave me a Nike do-over. Amen? In other words, I got a brand new beginning. I got to start writing my life over again. And all of a sudden, as this new creation in Christ Jesus, when the devil comes and tries to remind me of my past, I call him a liar. Because God removed those things. I don't have any skeletons in my closet. God's already cleaned out the closet. He's still working in some rooms in my house. I don't know about you, but when the Bible says, in my Father's house are many mansions, you know, when I was looking for a mansion, I should have asked for a cabin because a mansion has a lot of rooms. And the Lord's been cleaning out a lot of rooms. He gets in one room of my house, he cleans it out, then he goes to another room. And he goes to another room. But it's by grace, it's by love. But God wants you and I to understand, as Ezekiel said in Ezekiel 18, verse number 4, the word of God says, behold, all souls are mine, as the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. In other words, what the prophet Ezekiel was saying is, no matter how good my mommy was, no matter how good my daddy was, I'm going to stand and give an account myself. Amen? I'm responsible for what I do. You're responsible for what you do. So as a soul that sins, we said we're all sinners. We're all facing death. But by the grace and mercy of our Lord and Savior on the cross of Calvary, when he said, it is finished, tetelestai, paid in full, all of a sudden now my debt was paid. Because the Bible says, according to Isaiah 53:5, he was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon him, and with his stripes I am healed. And I want you to understand something with me today. There was 39 stripes that the Savior bore before he went to the cross of Calvary, and every one of those stripes represents a disease. Jesus paid for every disease named in this earth. By his stripes, you are healed. Physically, spiritually, body, mind, soul, and spirit. In other words, it's entering into the finished work of Calvary. It's coming to that completed work when he said, it is finished, it was paid for. That means my healing's already paid for. Amen? So when I see that and I get a revelation and understanding, he is still the Lord that heals me. Well, Pastor, why isn't everyone healed? This is a good question, isn't it? You know, the Bible says in this world that we live in, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. And I'm not questioning anybody's faith. But life and death are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it eat the fruit thereof. So many times we believe the doctor more than we believe God. I've seen the Lord heal. I've seen the Lord deliver. I've seen them, Lord, raise the dead. But I've seen people die. I've seen people that are sick. I don't have all the answers, but I serve the one that does. But I believe him at his word. And I'm going to keep praying according to his word. And I'm going to keep believing according to his word. And this one's healed, praise God. Maybe that one isn't, but still, some are going to be healed. Amen? And that's between God and them. I don't have all the answers. I wish I did. But we serve the one that does. You know, and he gives revelation. He gives understanding. You know, I want you to understand that this is a Good Friday coming up. It's kind of gruesome and ugly because of the cross of Calvary, but it's a Good Friday for you and I as children of God. Amen? I don't know about you, but I did a lot of junk in my life. And I know one thing. I couldn't walk around in the peace and joy that I have if I was still carrying the junk in the trunk. Hello? I couldn't walk in the joy of the Lord. Amen? So those things are behind me. I ain't going to dig them things back up. I keep them buried in the blood of Jesus. I think so many times we dig in holes we should just leave buried. Amen? You know, sometimes people go digging in your past. You know, there was nothing back there. If there's anything good back there, you can probably go look and find it. But the old junk, why would you want to go look for it? Why would you want to go live it again? Why would you want to bring that old junk back up? God isn't going to. God isn't going to bring it up. God isn't going to remind you of it. He isn't going to sit there when you come before him and say, remember this, 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 this. He said he removed it. He's not remembering it anymore. And if he's not remembering it anymore, why would you and I want to try to put it on ourselves to remember stuff that he's forgiven us of? Amen. Just truth. See, that's where the adversary keeps us. Tries to keep us in our mistakes. Tries to keep us living back there. You know, I made a lot of mistakes in my life, but I've learned from them. Amen? I've learned from them. And by God's grace, he's healed me and let them go. And he's forgiven me, man. I'm walking around forgiven. Amen? I'm forgiven.
Because you were forsaken, I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit lives within me because you died and rose again.
Hallelujah. That's amazing love. Go ahead, amazing love.
How can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true, and it's my joy to honor you in all I do. I honor you.
You
are my King. Jesus, you are my King. You are my King. Jesus, you are my King.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. It's amazing love, guys. It's amazing love. You know, so what's so good about Friday? The work week ends. The week's wages are paid. And third, the weekend begins. The end to weakness begins. Are you with me? You follow what I'm saying? Do you hear me? 2 Corinthians 12, verse number 9. The apostle, Jesus is speaking to the apostle Paul. He says, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. In other words, what Jesus did when he said it was finished, I'm entering into his finished work, and my weakness is made strong through him. In other words, now I'm operating and I'm flowing with the Spirit of God that's within me. Your body becomes the temple of the Holy Spirit, and the power of God helps you to be strong in other times when you would have been weak. Amen?
Amen.
I don't know about you, but how many go through some weak moments? Hello? That we need the strength of the Lord.
Amen.
To strengthen us, to encourage us, to lift us up. That's why Paul would say in Ephesians chapter 3, verse number 16, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. We're being strengthened by his Spirit in the inner man. In other words, the weekend begins. In other words, the end of weakness. In other words, the weekend, what do you do on the weekend? You celebrate. You rest. You relax. You do all those honeydew things. Man, is anybody here going on a honeydew vacation? Honeydew this and honeydew that? Amen? We're entering into the finished work of Christ in Calvary. That's why he says in Colossians 1, verse number 11, that we're strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. Amen?
Amen?
In other words, I am weak,
but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Grant Jesus, this my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
Amen. Praise God. Just a closer walk with. And in case you were wondering, they helped me preach, and they preach through the song. So they're part of the preaching and part of the word that goes forth, because they can say it a little more eloquently than I can, and they can sing a little harmony. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. So what is the Lord saying to us today in closing? It's a simple message. What's so good about Friday? When Jesus said it was finished, the work week ends, the week's wages are paid, and the week end begins. The end of weakness begins. And 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse number 4. The Word of God says, for though he was crucified through weakness, yet he liveth by the power of God. For we also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God towards you. He says, examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates or counterfeits. So simply today, what Jesus is saying to you and I through the preaching and teaching of his word, hey, the work is ended. We're in grace and mercy. That he's the week's pay is paid, the wages are paid, that he's paid the full price for you and I. The weekend begins. Our weakness ends at the cross of Calvary, where his strength is made perfect and my weakness. Amen. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful that you sent your word here today to accomplish what you sent it to the house to do.